All right, we are here, we are Galexis, and welcome. You've heard that you live in an illusion. All the sages, the saints, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Asian religions, in their view of reality, speak of this as an illusion. Why is this an illusion? Because things come and go. They are not permanent. It is only that which is permanent that is seen as real. Things arise, things go away. You are born, you die. You visit this physical plane for a brief while to explore some themes of interest to you, to experience some things of the senses so fascinating, so intriguing. You've come from all over the place, dimensions, other star systems, to explore this particular experience on Earth. And just as your time here is temporary, so is everything else and everyone else's time. Throughout your life, you will know people, they will come into your life, and they will leave your life. Opportunities will come in, situations that you can enjoy, challenges that you must deal with, and they will move away too. The famous saying, "This too shall pass," is the nature of this illusion, the temporariness of it. However, you have a strong investment in living on the physical plane. You have an ultimate purpose, as well as just the exploration and experience. You know you are a guest here, you're a visitor. At least when you make the choice to come in. And you know that you're going to leave and return home to the divine, to the greater you. A part of you splits off. A part of you that you focus upon, and it comes into physical plane. You get born in a body. The body grows and changes, and you discover that everything is about change. There's no way you can stop change. But your ultimate idea here is that you're going to learn some stuff, you're going to play with some things, explore some things, and then at some point, you're going to say, okay, I've had enough. That was great. That was a great experience. What a great ride. Now I'm going back home. And then you leave the whole cycle of birth and death behind. But through that whole process, you're growing. You're growing in your awareness. You're growing in the strength of your character, of your emotional body. You're building a capacity to feel, because that homeward journey is oriented around love. Love is a substance that has created this playground for you. It is love that takes you back home. It is love that is eternal and unending. And so you come here and you seek various refractions, various particles, various pieces of love, and joy and happiness and adventure and creativity and learning and exploring. All those are pieces and particles of love. And so as the very nature of your growing, these opportunities for this experience or that learning will come into you. And when you have gotten it, it will leave you. It is also set up, if you probably notice, since everything's based on change in the physical plane, that if you get too complacent or you get too stuck, something is going to come and bump you out of your rut. Something is going to move you onward. And it may appear to come from outside you. It's not necessarily always a self-initiated change. It's these changes that appear to be initiated outside of you that you seem to have no control over, that you seem to be powerless about, that can make you feel very insecure. You grab on to your experience, to your person, to a beloved pet, a loved one, a friend. But then there comes a time when either you go on, whether you die or you move away, or they do, or there's a separation, a divorce. It's part of the growth. It's part of the nature of things to keep you stimulated with what you want to explore or what you chose before you came here. And then when that is done, or enough of that is done, to a sense let it go on, unless you have something more to do with that, it will leave you. These leavings create a sense of ending, a sense of loss. Now, there's a tremendous investment, as we say it, in being here, about growing and growing back into your spiritual direction, going back home. And that is that you are bringing a tremendous connection to who you really are, to the love within you, into this planet, and opening it up. The more that you love, the more that you feel your emotions, the more you are connected with your soul, that unique particle of you, that piece of you that is the divine and the eternal self. That part of you that is soul only gets manifested, only gets known through emotion, through love, through pain, through anger, fear, hurt, joy, passion. Through your emotional body, you connect to and you contact that part of you that is more real than this body that changes. And so when you feel an ending of your growth cycle in a particular area, you lose a relationship, a pet, you move away, a friend moves away, you lose connection, you lose a business, you lose a dream, you lose your house, you lose something, there's a loss, you respond to it with soul. It is an opportunity for you to heal, to love yourself more. But it can bring such pain that perhaps one of the greatest underlying fears that human beings have is the fear of loss. You know this plane is temporal, but yet you want to hold on to stuff you like, people you love, things you care about. You want to hold on. But then there comes time where all must be let go. You know this theoretically, but on the emotional level, it is difficult to deal with. When you're a child, you're very vulnerable to it. A lot of times that the channel, when she was doing her psychological work in the past, she noticed a lot of trauma around moving when a person was a child. A destabilizing force, a fear of never being kind of stable, secure, and safe. And so therefore an over-attachment to things, to places. Or children who have lost a parent. When they've grown up, they took on an adult role too soon. And there's a part that's missing, a part of their soul, disconnected. These deep experiences create tremendous change, initiate tremendous awareness on your part, tremendous growth. You have to respond to it and grow. But most people seek by their manifestations, by their plans, by their dreams and their hopes, to set a life together, to put a really good life together, and to hold on to it as long as they can. It just seems that it could last and last and last. But underneath there is that fear. Fear of the pain of the loss. Fear that loss will happen. Fear that your possessions will be taken away from you. Your loved ones taken away from you. That sense of something coming from outside to interfere, to intervene in your life, to take it away. To take away something you love, you care about, you desire, you want. You're attached to. The fear of loss is so strong that when actual loss occurs, it simply reinforces the depth of soul response. Many people have difficulty with this temporal existence, with all the change. They don't want to change. I got it. I don't want to change now. I've got my compromises. I've set everything up. I've got things going. I've got my rut. I'm okay. I can handle this. I can handle this. It may not be the most fabulous, wonderful life. It may not be everything I've dreamed about, but I got it and I don't want to lose it. And yet, in order for you to have something greater and something more, sometimes you have to let go of those things that are less. It's part of growing. When you're a child, you have toys. The toys get broken, then they lie around. If you break a toy you love, you can cry, but then you have to go on and you know how mother comes in and says, "Oh, don't worry, we'll buy you another one." And you go, no, I want this one. This is the one. This is the one I want. Oh, I can't live without this one. It's like buying another one. Oh, that you'll never be able to replace this. So you start early. But you do need to know that in your development of soul, in your spiritual development, in your return to the divine, and the closure of the cycles of birth and death. You must seek that which is permanent, all abiding, eternal. You seek love. You must come to peace with the temporal existence. It is here for your play, for your exploration, for your learning that you want to do. So you must learn to come to peace with this whole temporal thing, this whole thing of loss. Generally, we have noticed that people who have a lot of financial issue also have difficulty with loss. It's almost as if the fear of loss can inhibit you from allowing yourself to receive more. That fear of loss lurks around there to say, I don't trust what I'm going to receive. And if I receive a lot, then I could lose a lot. It makes everything suspect, everything a bit unsafe. That fear of loss, loss of your health, loss of your wealth, loss of your living circumstances, your dreams, even losses of your compromises are met with great resistance and fear. So coming to peace with that is essentially a healing with your soul and an understanding of where you're heading beyond that loss. Because until you leave at the time of death, this particular lifetime, you're going to experience a lot of loss, a lot of endings, a lot of changes that come with them are also new beginnings. And all of you have experienced cycles where you've lost something, felt the disappointment, the sadness, perhaps felt a regret that maybe you hadn't done it right or you did something wrong and you felt guilty or you felt shame or you felt sorrow that you did something wrong to deserve this loss. When many times it's part of the play, if you would just look from a higher perspective, it's time for you to play now with something else. But because of that fear of loss, you suspect that your reality is unsafe, that it is not friendly, that it is not supportive. You suspect that that reality is cold, ruthless, will just not care about you, take it away. But you see, you have an arrangement in your unconscious level with your reality. And we have suggested working with your reality to perceive it as a friend in a personified form, just so that you can get the idea that everything that comes to you and everything that leaves you is part of your path of love. It's to enable you to love more, to reach higher, to become a greater being, to know more of who you are, to give you more opportunity to touch, love, and heal others, and be loved, touched, and healed by others, to give you an opportunity to create and imagine and dream many times. And you've seen it in your cycles. Then something goes, you have to adjust, then something new comes in. And when you're in the new part of the cycle, the building part, the imagining part, the creative part, there's more excitement, more hope, more leaning towards the joyous looking for positive things to have. Positive toys, you might say, to play with. You, the adult, the spiritual being. It is like very advanced toys, you know. They talk about grown men who are fascinated with fast and speedy cars, and they refer to the cars as toys. And the channel and Daniel did RVing, and one type of RV is called the toy trailer. You can put cars in there, motorcycles, boats, all sorts of things. It's a really big trailer. It's a toy trailer. These are adult toys. Well, when you become a spiritual adult, you realize that your whole world is filled with toys. They're all your toys. And just like a child, when your toys break, or you lose them, or someone takes them, you can be rather upset and cry. Because it means there's an ending. But it also means there's a new beginning somewhere beyond it, of another cycle. So coming to peace with endings and loss is to understand the process of mourning, the process of letting go, the process of loving yourself throughout all of that, and to be able to open to receive the messages of the future that are coming to you. Yes, sometimes you will get them. Always you get them in one way or another. But sometimes you resist. Your focus is on that which you have lost. So you're not open to receive. But because loss can, in a sense, pain your soul, and you're in a physical plane of time, you may need time in between the loss and the new toy showing up, the new opportunity, the new dream. You need to go deep to feel the love, because that's what's real. To restore and to heal yourself. It's like when the child cries, the parent says, well, we'll buy you another toy. That's generally not enough. Sometimes some children have to have the parent come and put a bandage on their arm or something. Now you'll feel all better. And symbolically is that you're loved. It'll be okay. When you experience loss and your soul is feeling pain, deep down in the depth of your emotional body, you need to give that to yourself, a sense of it's all going to be okay, because this universe is friendly. It is supportive. This universe is working with you, to bring you your growth, to bring you your opportunities, to bring you new things. Yes, the new things may never fully replace that which you have let go of. They're different. And in the mourning of something that has ended, whether it be a marriage, a loved one dying, a pet dying, a business dying, a dream dying, you do need to go and love yourself. Reconnect with soul and express the emotion, to express that attachment and letting it go, and to honor the love that you had. Because even when there's something that is even minor, even a business, you love your business. It is your dream. It's your baby. When it goes, there is that loss, that pain, and to love yourself is to allow yourself to express the love, to express your feelings, to cleanse, to release the attachments, to let that go in a conscious way, to let yourself heal in a loving and conscious way, so that you can continue, so that you can continue on your adventure. Yes, we know that when the soul feels pain, you can't quite look at it like, oh, my little toy soldier got broken. That would be to trivialize it. It would be from a spiritual perspective, is that somehow or another, my time with that is done. And there are messages for me under there. If you can experience that, if you can think that way, your universe, your friendly, loving, and supportive universe will bring you support. It'll bring you support in a rush too of perhaps loving and supportive friends you didn't know you had, really. You thought they were acquaintances, and all of a sudden they show up real, loving for you. Or magic just shows up for you. Opportunities, amazing, beautiful experiences, resolutions of the challenges, the difficulties, just show up out of the blue for you. For you to be able to stay in this divine flow, you need to mourn. You need to heal in the soul level. Love yourself. Let go of the past. Pivot and open to the new. Open to the higher purpose, the higher destination, will keep you out of the sorrow, out of the sadness. It will bring you and lift you out of it. Generally, because of the way your physical bodies are set up in time, in the illusion of time, it takes about 6 months to physically process a loss of significance. And sometimes it takes a year if it's really significant, really huge. Sometimes it takes a lot longer. But mourning happens when you find that that which you have lost is now a hole in your psyche. The place where you would normally go to, an orientation that you have had, is missing. You feel disoriented. You can feel lost. The sense of safety and security that you had with that which you lost, which has ended, is not there. Safety and security form the basics. It's one of the forms of love. It's a level of love. It's a foundation, survival level of love. And when you lose that safe kind of consistent thing. It was consistent for a while, and that's the connection with the love, because love is fully consistent forever. But there was a certain consistency to always go back to that, and then to go and find that instead it's an empty room whose occupant has moved. You open the door, and instead of finding yourself in the familiar, comfortable place, or the emotional engaging place, or even the place where there are struggles and issues, that emotional place, you open the door to that room and it's empty. It has an echo. You go, hello? Hello? There's nothing there, no furnishings, no decorations, no nothing. It is felt often in the heart or behind the heart. It creates a sense there's a hollowness somewhere, an emptiness in you. And that creates fear. I have an emptiness. I have a hole in me. I'm disoriented. I need to fill it. I miss it. It's got to be filled in there. I can't abide the pain of this hole. And then you emote. You express. You cry. You go and remember the love. It's one of those fascinating things that at a funeral or memorial service of people who are irascible curmudgeons, it'd be amazing how many really sweet and loving things are said about the person. That helps in the healing, where everybody comes to the service and remember, everybody's going to remember how mean the guy was or whatever. But now there's a hole there where that person was. So let's fill it with a love, with a remembrance of love. So that's why when you mourn something, it's really great to go back over the highlights of that, to remember and to feel the love, to cry perhaps, to express the sorrow, to express the pain, to speak to that which is gone, the grief of loss is this shudder of soul to let it go. Now, while we are talking about something that sounds really heavy, and it's appropriate for the loss of your mate or a family member or beloved one, on some level, this is experienced with every loss, every ending. There's a wistfulness. At the very least, a sadness. Even if that business was not critical for your survival, it's sad to see it go. A dream lost. Even if you have an acquaintance that you think is fun, and that person suddenly dies. Even if you weren't close, there is that twinge of it. There's that loss, that same sense of mourning. And in the remembrance, to feel the connection to the love. Mourning takes around 6 months initially, as we say, because of the body. It's got to come out of the body. Emotion is stored in your body. It's got to come out. It comes out in cycles. It comes out in waves. If you notice, you can't just sit down and cry for 2 weeks and be done. It's not a linear process. It's a cyclical process because that's the way time is. That's the way unfoldment is. That's the way the flow is. The flow is in pulses or cycles. So sometimes it's better. You feel better. There may be a dull ache somewhere that just kind of hangs on your chest. And at other times, it is like a wound, fresh and bleeding, that you must release your feelings. It helps for some people who lose a beloved parent or a family member to go through pictures of them, to remember, to see the pictures of them smiling, all happy, healthy, when that life was together, when there was that secure pattern consistent from day to day for years. To remember that and to remember the love. And to love, that's a self-loving act, to love yourself. If you feel that you have any regrets, that you failed to do something or you should have done something differently, you're going to be also stuck with some guilt and regret. In the mourning process, this needs to come out as well. Now, many people say, well, you know, the person has died. There's nothing I can do now. Oh, yes, you can forgive yourself. You can talk to that person in spirit. Who knows if they aren't listening? A lot of people, when they pass over, they hang around and listen to what people say. They like to attend their funerals. Oh, this was fun. You know, there are people talking about me and everything. A friend of the channel died not too long ago, the end of July, and she went to a memorial service. She'd kind of been a little bit numb, like just kind of unbelieving, and then the memorial service there with all the other friends. And this friend was into shamanic stuff, and so some of them got together and with a drum and sang, hey, yay, ho, ya, hey, yay, ho. And it was just as if that friend was like, yeah, yeah, let's dance. She could feel the presence of her friend, enabled her to get through it, enabled her to mourn, to actually come out of the numbness, the shock which comes initially, to release the emotion in cycles. Now, this was not a totally close friend. She's not going to go through 6 months. But it still comes in waves, waves of missing that person. It comes in waves and cycles. And recognize that there's a part of you that says, I want this to pass. I want this to pass soon. It's too painful. And the temptation is to grab onto something or to find some kind of routine or try to numb out. Don't. Because the fresher and the more you can feel and let out your pain, forgiving yourself, clearing yourself, coming emotionally to peace, because there's peace underneath this. The more easily you'll be able to go through the full period and weaving in between those letting goes become the messages of what is ahead. If that person or circumstance was the most fulfilling, spiritually fulfilling thing of your life, you would probably be the one who would die, because that was all you needed. But if something passes away, which it normally does, at some point you begin looking to the future. Now don't go and tell yourself, oh, you know, I need to find somebody else. I need to do this and kind of try to figure it out. It's not about that. And a lot of people, when they're dating and so on, and they've gone steady and then they break up, there's the rebound. Sometimes when they divorce, a rebound. And the rebound relationship is this person, I can't stand being single, rushes madly, quickly into another relationship, so he or she doesn't have to feel the mourning, doesn't have to go through the ending, doesn't have to feel the loss. At least that's what people who do that think. But if you go into the future without the mourning, without the peace, without the closure. All you're doing is asking for more loss. Most of the rebound relationships, most of them just don't work. At some point, the person's going to have to face the loss. There are several people that, several examples that the channel has heard of that, for example, there was a woman who was strung along for a long time by a man. He would just show up and he'd be so wonderful and so on that she would be willing to go through a whole period of time without him. It turns out that he had like several relationships, and as soon as he was having any trouble or a quarrel or a spat with one, he would run over to another one. And he was a charmer, so he was able to line up, you know, several women who were willing to put up with whatever he would be willing to give them. But he thought he could run away from being by himself, being alone. And it is in solitude that the mourning comes to a closure of peace for you. And you begin to look out. Why are you still here? What is it that you need next? Not a replacement, but what's next on your growing agenda? What's coming next for you? Now, there's some general messages that everyone gets with an ending, a closure. And that is that either you were just stuck in a rut and you're needing to grow. And so therefore, you got to get out of the rut. And this was the way to do it. Or there's something about your soul that's calling you to your future. There's some work that you need to do, some perspective that you need to take on. For example, there's the parents who lost their child to a drunk driver. The mother formed MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. She said, you know, I lost my child there. I don't want other people to feel this pain. And people shouldn't. This is useless pain, useless loss, she said, she declared. So she did a campaign against drinking and driving. Very successful, in fact. It's entered the whole national consciousness. Now, we're not saying that after a loss, you've got to somehow start a great foundation and you have a great mission and you have a huge message and you've got to tell the world about it. But it's in that vibrational orientation. There's something new for you, a new perspective. Perhaps there's something new for you to do. Perhaps there's a new you for you to be. You are now free to be. Somewhere there was a limitation, and it has left. There has been a limitation somewhere that had to end, that you had to lose something to trigger your awareness, to trigger a greater you, to enable you to expand your consciousness. Now, this happens for people even though they are not on a spiritual path. They could care less about expanding their consciousness. It is just simply part of the human plan. It's the setup. Those of you who are on a spiritual path are going to be doing it consciously and much more directly. You can initiate mourning. You can initiate the messaging and receiving of those messages of your future. You can initiate personal change. And you have more tools to do so because of your awareness. Is there a mission for you? Is there something that you're feeling called to do for you? Perhaps you have to leave something in order to you to open up to your creativity, to your passion. Perhaps you have to lose a relationship, a loved one, so that you can learn how to love yourself instead of seeking love from that one always. How to value yourself instead of seeking value from that loved one. How to focus on you rather than on another. Or perhaps losing a business because it really wasn't in alignment with the truth that you were growing into, that you were beginning to express more and more, and you needed to be in alignment with your truth. Recognize that the future in this case is always considered to be a step up, a better opportunity. If you don't stop mourning, if you stay attached to what you lost, you do not see that opportunity. You will not be able to find laughter and happiness and lightness for a long time. The channel was once an astrologer, and she was doing a psychic fair. These are where you give like 5, 10, 15 minute readings to people. And one woman came in for a reading, and she had two anxious, kind of worried looking family members with her. And they plunked her down. They said, "We need to know what's coming up. What's her future?" It seemed that she had lost her husband, their father, a year earlier. And she has refused to do anything but gripe about it. She's refused to let them move even a pair of his pants leaning over a chair. She has refused to let go of anything. She is totally focused on that loss. And of course, her children are just despondent over it because she will not smile, she will not be happy, she will not do anything, she will not enjoy anything, she won't want to go anywhere, she just stays right there, morose in the house. And so the channel was sitting there and like, okay, 15-minute astro reading will do this. Yes, right, sure. This is like major stuff. So she did her best, but 15 minutes is not going to do that. The woman was not willing to really feel, not willing to let go. She was holding on tenaciously. She was not willing to forgive herself. She did some things she thought maybe wasn't right. Maybe she didn't love him good enough or something. But she was holding on to it. It was terrible. Everyone was miserable. So recognize that. Letting go of the attachment. Sometimes it's painful. It's difficult. But when you can do that, you can open to something grander, something greater. The message of the future, as long as you're in physical body, is that something more beautiful and more wonderful can come. You can't imagine it. Well, your mind cannot wrap around this type of thing. This is not something to figure out. This is soul. Soul is telling you this. Your reality will tell you this. If you will allow it to open to you, you will find your peace. You will find your direction. It may take a year, 2 years. Don't push yourself. Sometimes there's a tremendous amount of growth in ways you don't even know, that must take place after huge endings. And also because on the planet right now, as you go into the great shift, There are many who are what we call in a position of pivoting. They are letting go of a past and shifting and their perspective to a future that is different, to imagining what can be different, what can be better, to stretch and imagine. As spiritual beings, wrapping up birth and death, seeking the love, you need to keep imagining what can be better. Not better than what you had, but better in terms of your spiritual development, your spiritual growth, your awareness, your consciousness, and your connection with the divine. There's always greater opportunity ahead. And when it comes time for you to die, for you to slip out of the limitation of body, you want to come and finish closures, endings, as you die. That's part of the hospice and that type of thing, is to have people make closure, end, stop the attachment, let it go, so they can fly freely to the next levels. It is only on physical plane that there is this type of pain and unhappiness. As soon as you leave the physical form, you're in states of happiness and joy. They don't end. You just go to greater and greater levels of it, to greater levels of bliss and ecstasy, greater levels of love, grander levels of love. The more you can do here in your physical body, the more fantastic the place you'll go to when you leave, the vibrational level or plane. So in a sense, when you get that greater spiritual perspective and you look back at your endings, at your losses, from a spiritual perspective, you will see how beautiful it all is and how it is your divine plan. Your divine plan has brought you wonderful experiences, difficult experiences, all sorts of ranges of experiences. For you, it's your benefit because you're loved. The divine loves you. The divine within you loves you. And anytime you connect with that, the healing will take you somewhere grand to a new life. Now, there are several steps we talked about. We're going to go through these in a meditation with you. Now, even if you are not currently dealing with an ending or a big loss in your life, you currently have a fear of loss still lurking around, which will make you have a tendency to cling to stuff that you think is good. Overattachment creates charge, which attracts the balancing forces of nature to reduce the charge. It encourages and increases the possibility of loss. The more you're attached to something, the more likely you will lose it. So from a spiritual perspective, you can start right now for your future to look at those things that and people who are so precious to you, and to dismantle the clinging and the attachment while amping up the love. Now, many people find it very useful to work with endings and loss by going into the past where it happened, working with your child self, the losses, the big changes of your child, of your adolescence, of your young adult, of even to the person that you were last year or last month. Working with a past self can do a lot. It will assuage a little bit some of that fear of loss that lurks in your psyche. But you need to recognize you are loved and the universe is supporting you. It's here for your benefit. This is all a play for you. You're the star in your own play, and it's all for you. So start to open to that. Letting go of the attachment and building the love, and the magic will follow. Love does not create charge. Charge is created by fear. Charge is created by anger and resistance. When you open to love without resistance, you release charge and open to the most wondrous magic, synchronicities that your universe is able to bring to you, that you can receive. And then you can receive, because you don't have the fear of loss, you can receive so much more. So we would suggest for the meditation to choose, if you're not in a loss or situation right now, if you're not in mourning or grief over the loss of a person or a pet or business or dream, to choose something from your past and to work with that self to help that self let go. Peace occurs when you come to that point where you've released it all and you've opened to the love and you love yourself enough to realize it's all okay. I'm okay. It's okay. And I'm okay with what is. That's the pivot. Adventures are ahead.